Hello. Hello. Can you hear me? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing,
Hi.
sir? How you doing?
I'm
Hey, my
doing
name
good.
is. I'm glad to hear that. My name is Steve, and we are conducting a survey, trying to see if we can help us out by answering a couple questions for the survey.
Okay.
All right. Perfect.
Where are you
Now,
calling from?
what do you mean, like the company or?
Yes.
We are an independent research company in Miami, Florida.
Okay.
So we're conducting a survey to help us, better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. May I ask, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Wow. I don't know what to say. Somewhat satisfied.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Right. And when thinking about the issues that are the most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's very important to you. So the first one is democracy. From a 0 to 10, how important do you think it is to you?
Democracy, well, I give it a, we in what, well, democracy in America or in general?
In America, just the US.
I think I'll give it like maybe a six.
6. Okay, thank you. And criminal justice reform, from a 0 to 10, how important do you think it is?
Criminal justice reform. I don't want to start guessing. I think I'll pass on that.
Oh, okay. No worries, no worries. So basically, so it's not that important an issue for the moment, right?
No, it's not.
Okay. And the K-12 education.
Okay, I have kids that have gone to high school. I think I'll give it maybe an 8.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Let me see. And then a student loan and debt.
So about student loan, what are you looking for?
Do you think that's an important issue to you? From a 0 to 10, you could say 0 is not an important issue to you, and the 10
It
is
is.
very important.
It is a very important issue. I'll give it a 9.
Oh, okay, thank you. And inflation and the cost of living?
Cost of living is rising. It's rising. That would be a 10.
Oh, okay, thank you. Voting rights.
Holding or boarding?
Voting.
Boarding.
Like when you vote for president, Congress, mayor.
Voting. Okay. In some areas, it's not 100%. In some areas, it's not 100%. So I think I'll give it a 7.
Oh, okay, thank you. And racism and discrimination.
As 10 as in very bad or
And it is a very important issue to you when there is racism and
Oh,
discrimination.
it is very, very important. I'll give it a 10.
Oh, okay, thank you. Next one is abortion rights.
abortion rights. I guess everybody, okay, if I give it a 10, that is like approving abortion rights or what?
You're saying that you are, yes, that you are approving that it's a very big issue for the whole country to, you know,
yes.
People have to,
yes.
To have the rights for abortion.
Exactly. That's a 10.
Oh, okay. And reproductive freedom?
That's another 10.
Okay. Jobs and wages?
It's a 10. People need money.
That's healthcare.
It's another 10. It's important.
Okay, thank you, thank you. Crime and violence.
It's like 10. Yeah, it's important. It's important. That's a 10.
Okay. Climate change.
Yes, someone has to look into it. Okay, I can't. Say 10 or throughout. I'll say maybe 8.
Oh, okay. Okay. And immigration?
Yeah, I have to 10.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up. That prevents people from voting, but it is as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are likely are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Okay, thank you. Let's see, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Thank you. Let's see, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I'm registered to vote.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Okay, thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1963.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College.
All right, thank you. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel that the vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change, to make changes on issues that matter the most.
That's 10.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay. give me a second. Okay. Please rate the feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from a 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold or unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person or organization, please indicate. So from 0 to 10, you can let us know how you feel about this person. From 0 means that you are in favor of this person, and 10 means you are very warm and favorable to this person. So the first person is Brad Raffensperger.
What? Who?
Brad Raffensperger.
Who's that?
Oh, you never heard of this person?
Maybe I'm not pronouncing it right.
Brad. It's an abbreviation of Brandon. Brad. They call him. They say Brad. And last name is Raffensperger.
I don't have any opinion on that one because I don't know that person.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Then you have the next one is John Ossoff.
Oh, John Ossoff. Okay. That's a familiar name. So he said, if you like him, that's going to be a 10. If you don't like him, you like him less, that's going to be a 0, right?
Mm-hmm. Or from a 0 to 10, you can choose any numbers. 5, you like neutral.
All right. I'll give that one a 10.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Then you have Andrew Dickens.
Andrew Dickens? I don't know that person.
Okay, thank you. And Raphael Warnock?
Well, I'll give him a 10.
Okay, thank you. And Tim Walz?
I think I'm too familiar with the people in Georgia. I don't know about people outside. Okay, maybe the names. I don't know that one.
Oh, okay. Thank you. J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance?
Mm-hmm.
I just started hearing him about 3 weeks ago, so I can't have an opinion about him. Maybe unfair. Maybe I'll give him a 2 because I don't know much about him.
Oh,
maybe I give him a 2. Yeah.
Okay, and then Brian Kemp.
Brian Kemp, yeah, that guy. I'll give him a 9.
9. Oh, okay. Thank you. Let me see. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Do you have Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, undecided?
Wow. I'll vote for Kamala Harris.
Oh, okay. Thank you. The next one, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
That would be a Democratic candidate. It depends on, it all depends on the person that is there, but I'll lean Democratic, but I'll pick a good Republican. That's it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, remember that your vote is very important also.
Mm-hmm.
And next one, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
Oh. All right, thank you. Thinking back in the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Worse?
All right. Yeah.
Some people say that no matter what people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that the people who vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make a difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
I think it makes a small difference.
Oh.
Because the people are always fighting, so progress is not that much. It's very little different.
Very little. Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, below is a list of people that or in events that could prevent the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that person or event certainly prevented progress. If 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means you believe that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any numbers from 0 to 10. The first one is black voters from 0 to 10. How will you scale this? If 0 means that they did not prevent any progress, and 10 means certainly they prevented progress.
I think I'll give that a 5.
Okay, thank you. And then the next one is Democrats in Georgia General Assembly.
Maybe a 4.
Okay. And Vice President Harris.
Vice President Harris. If she's voted, it may be a 6.
Okay, thank you. Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
That's another 6.
Okay, thank you. And COVID-19 recovery.
COVID-19 recovery. Wow, I had COVID before and I took some medication, so I'll give it a 7.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was a difficult time, the COVID. Your local mayor?
A local mayor? Wow. Maybe a 6.
6? Oh, okay, thank you. Let me see. Below is a list of some policies, development and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one will motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any numbers from 0 to 10. So this is some statements, and you can choose from 0 to 10 to see if that will strongly motivate you to vote. So the first statement says, because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt, discharges, and other aid. So with that statement from 0 to 10, how strongly will you motivate you to vote in the 2024 elections?
That's going to be 8.
Okay, thank you. And next one is, black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective black power. While there is still much more to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. From 0 to 10, how would you vote on this one? How motivated?
You said what?
Black voters, the statement reads, black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience is with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
Okay, that's, I think I'll do 5 on that.
All right, thank you. Next one is, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandate body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors fell, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murderers of Abu Aberi and Breonna Taylor. Regarding this statement, how motivated are you to vote?
To vote for those gadgets or?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be a 9.
All right, thank you. Next one is because we both, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 billion Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. Regarding this statement, how motivated are you from 0 to 10?